You are listening to Real World News.
Colombian organizations discuss demands and territorial needs for peace talks. On Wednesday, over 1,300 people and 522 civil society organizations participated in the Forum of Policies on Integral Ground Reform in Bogota. The forum was organized by the National University of Colombia and the United Nations Office in Colombia at the request of the negotiations table between the Colombian government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC. A board group of African indigenous groups and organizations resisting displacement and energy and mining mega projects in Colombia submitted a document to the forum where representatives of political parties and corporations also participated, except for the Colombian livestock sector, who refused to attend. The declaration submitted by the organizations has a unified proposal that came out of the forum and called for a big meeting for territorial and ground reform. The declaration will be submitted to the board in Havana. The forum also decided to carry out a national demonstration to demand rights and to defend the proposals. Some of the agreements reached at the forum include access to land for the Colombian rural population, prioritizing rural women and rural workers. They highlighted the need to declare that the water ecosystems are undeniable and that water is a fundamental right and a public good and it should not be commodified. At the same time, it is necessary to have a land planning that respects the rural and ethnic communities based on potential use by changing the current use from cattle farming to agriculture and environmental conservation. At least 11 million of the 37 million acres of land destined to cattle farming should go to agricultural production. There was a clear rejection to the mining concession policies, while they demanded the suspension of mining licenses in collective lands and environmental areas of peasant and ethnic production, as well as the immediate termination of the environmental licenses of all mining projects that have caused serious economic, social and environmental damage, and to refrain from granting new licenses. In another section of the document, there is a declaration of indigenous peasant African descent producers that includes the free circulation and exchange of seeds as part of the Colombia state's public interest. They also demand to guarantee the restitution of lands to the victims of displacement, as well as the defense and recognition of Mother Earth rights, ecosystems, and water basins. They have also suggested to put a limit to the concentration of land and to land grabbing through foreign investment by corporations or states that fail to respect the right to prior and informed consultation. The organizations involved in the agreement also invite all the political, economic, and social sectors to build a big national agreement that supports the progress in the negotiation of the armed conflict and in building the agenda for an integral peace. The agenda on the territories related to communities and their autonomy is key in the dialogues that are taking place in Havana between the insurgent forces and representatives of Juan Manuel Santos' administration. However, the recent forum showed that other voices should participate in these talks.
You are listening to Real World News.